Epsom 27263, okay, for a disco or an Easter dance. Stony Hotel in the Broadway there. I'm Epsom 27263, if you want to know more about that. Give Iris a tinkle and she'll love you for it. Radio Jackie, your local radio service to South West London. Thanks for tuning in. This is Jimmy King with you till 4 with all the best. There is in boogie and charts and everything else. Best of pop music, if you like, okay? Sexy. Oh, that's a good one, isn't it? Double Steel, that's called, and it's from Fuse One, which is sort of recommended to me by Brian Anthony the other day. So I invested in a copy, because we don't actually have one of our own here, but still. So a bit of news here, slightly out of our area, but we don't mind. There'll be an exhibition at the National Sports Centre at Crystal Palace on April the 11th and April the 12th, which is next Saturday and Sunday, for those interested in skin diving. Young and old will be able to try out aqualung equipment, swimming activities and watch films of underwater exploration, or, as well as view treasures, treasures? Yes, taken from famous wrecks. Talking of Dave Small. The whole thing's open from 10 to 5, that's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day on April the 11th and 12th, next Saturday at the Crystal Palace National Sports Centre, which must be in Crystal Palace, mustn't it? I don't know exactly where, but I don't care. Well, I do care, actually. I just don't like to go overboard, you know. There's a new one from John Lennon, who actually in the charts this week. It's called Watching the Wheels.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing, long to play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds. was on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. Well, I tell them there's no problem, only solutions. Well, they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
I just have to.
Couldn't hear her, old man, but apparently she was. And watching the wheels. Okay, it's Radio Jackie. Good afternoon, last Sunday. It's coming up to, well, it's just after 19 minutes past two. Now, we have a young lady doing the phones this week, as usual. Her name's Penny. She's new, although you've heard of Penny before. She did a lot of hair cutting for charity for us. Well, anyway, now she's doing the phones. Is there no end to this girl's talents? Well, who knows? Anyway, the phone lines are open with Penny on the other end of them on 643-5693. Maggie's got a sore ear now, you see. 643-5693, oh, one if you're outside London. Have a chat to Penny. Penny also works, well, she sort of owns the hairdressers down in Sutton, which is called Tri Shake. And I went there and had my hair cut yesterday. And I'm still here and I look quite human as well. I'm quite surprised. And last week she was looking for a new stylist. I don't know if she's found one yet. I know she's had a couple of interviews, but I think she'd like to see a few more people. So if you are of haircutting profession and you're looking for a position, if you'll pardon the phrase, then Penny might be the person to talk to. She might like a chat with you. So phone her on the dedication line, but don't keep her too long because I want a few dedications. 01-643-5693. Okay? Simple as that. Right, I've got a letter here from Angie Ball. Let me get hold of it. Angie Ball lives in Coolsden, and she says, she wrote to me a few weeks ago and asked me to play something by Secret Affair, and I didn't. She says, "Dear Jimmy, I take back all those nice kind things I said about you to boost your ego. Do you realise that you twice promised to play the record I asked for, and even said you would get it from your own personal collection, but you didn't. You didn't play it on Sunday, and even worse, you didn't send me an autograph, which made me very sad. Can't think why. Anyway," she goes on to say, "never mind, I'll get my revenge. I'll tell all my friends to stop listening to your show and listen to Dave Small instead." Oh, Angie, don't do that, for God's sake. "Unless you play a nice record for all the bored teenagers in Coulston and send me an autograph as I sent a stamped dress envelope. And P.S., please say hi-dee-hi to Claire and Paul, who live near the cricket green in Mitcham." There we are, done it, Ange. I'll tell you what I do. You're obviously into New Wave, aren't you? All right, I will send you my autograph. Promise I shall send you a little letter as soon as I can get the time. Hopefully this week. I'm a very busy man. Anyway, I'll try and do that for you. And I know you're into New Wave, obviously, if you like Secret Affair. You're not going to get that because I haven't got it here again. So I'll tell you what I'll do. The next one's especially for you.
Radio Jackie. What you give is what you get. We never meet again, but we have said we'll always remain. If we get through part two, then it's only for me.
My friend again now. That's Jam and Start, an old bit of new way. 24 minutes past two. Yes, that's right. What a sunny afternoon. Radio Jackie, hello. There you go. Right, British Rail would like to apologise because they've got engineers working on the track between Motspur Park and Chessington South this afternoon. There'll be no trains until 6:30 p.m. We've got a special bus service which is running instead. So if you're travelling between Chessington South and Motspur Park sometime this afternoon, British Rail would like to apologise, but you're going to take 30 minutes longer to get there, but you will get a bus ride out of it. Can't be bad, can it, really? Okay, here's a bit of REO Speedwagon. I do like this. It's called Keep On Loving You. Number one in America at the moment. Can't be bad, can it?
You should have seen my look in my eyes, baby.
Stuff. REO Speedwagon and Keep On Loving You. Okay, news is coming up in a few moments time, so I've got to cut that one short and get a nice oldie in before then. After the news, it's Guess the Artist time. And we're still looking for a few people to come and visit the studio. We had a few people phone in, young ladies and fellows and that, wanted to come and see it all being done. If you're into that, we can be arranged. Give a dedication line of We'll sort that out for you. 643-5693 if you'd like to come see the Radio Jackie studio one Sunday, and I'll give you a call sometime in the near future. 643-5693. Taking you back in time now, here's a bit of Heatwave. Boogie Nights. Tell you that's 5 years ago. Yes, 76. That's Heatwave and Boogie Nights. I guess the ice competition after the news is a bit of boogie this week. It's a tough one. I've just been queuing it up here, and it's rather tough. It really is. I think a few smart alecks to get that one. Anyway, listen to that. Let's get on with the news, shall we? 227 meters, medium wave, 1323 kilohertz. It is local news time on Radio Jackie, and Subari has it.
Jackie, local news at 2:30, and these are the headlines. Protest campaign against Pelham High School closure. Causton couple wait for return of Mooney daughters. And Pearly produces Eurovision winner. The Merton Education Subcommittee's proposal to close the 60-year-old Pelham High School, due to the falling number of pupils, has sparked off a campaign led by the school's headmaster. Pelham High School's 500 pupils, proposed the subcommittee, will be sent to a variety of schools in the borough. But teachers and parents of the children want to see a merger with a nearby girls' school, Willows High School in Central Road, Morden. However, Willows High School are not in favour of the idea. Yesterday, teachers and children staged a work-in, with lessons continuing as normal for part of the day. Later, there was a march to the town hall in a bid to attract public support before the subcommittee ratified their closure decision at the end of April. Following the Mooney's libel case, which came to an end this week, a Causton couple have issued a warning to all local parents. Bob and Lynn Salter of Fairdean Road appeared for the Daily Mail newspaper as defence witnesses. Their two daughters, Judy and Jane, however, acted as witnesses for the Mooneys. The religious sect brought the case to court and they lost. The two girls are still with the Mooneys and they are believed to be working for them in London and Korea. Mr. and Mrs. Salter warn people against giving any money or time to missionary causes without people being absolutely sure they're not Mooneys. They're still hoping their daughters will leave the sect and return home. The High Court this week declared the Daily Mail was right to expose the Mooneys as unchristian and an organisation which breaks up families. Finally, Jay Ashton from Grovelands Road, Pearly, is celebrating a special victory with his colleagues today. For 19-year-old Jay is one of the singers with this year's Eurovision Song Contest winners, Bucks Fizz. Earlier this week, Jay had to be rushed to hospital with exhaustion, where he remained for 2 days before flying out to Dublin to take part in the contest. The group, who were formed just 3 months ago, won the contest with their song, Making Your Mind Up. Well, this has been the local news with Sue Berry. The next news will be at 3:30.
Beautifully done. And while you were rattling away, Dave Small came back and gave me my dedications, which means I can now read them all out. Great, yes. It's guest the artist time, so before I actually do the deads, I'll do these. Now, let's have a bit of background music, shall we? See what we can come up with. Amazing what you can come up with it. You press a little button, isn't it? It's the wonders of modern technology, you know. Well, last week I played you a very hard one, I thought. Four people phoned in and had a go. The correct answer was Leif Garrett singing Runaway Sue. Run around Sue, beg your pardon. First person through, the correct answer was Jill Stoner. Okay, Jill Stoner lives down in Banstead. Jill, you've got yourself a pound's worth of whatever you fancy, apart from the waiters, down at Pizza Plus in London Road in North Cheam. Now, you can get a very reasonable meal down there for a pound. You can actually get a meal practically, and they've done the place out and it looks really nice. So, if you would like to go down there, Jill, we've put your name behind the counter there, and the lads there will furnish you with whatever you fancy, hamburgers, pizzas, you name it, okay? Nobody else got it right, but I'll give you a mention anyway. Shwaddy Waddy from Patrick Dryden of Ballam, and also from Nicola Donald of New Malden. Both got it wrong. Sorry! And finally, the Bay City Rollers, Mr. Kane of Clapham. Yeah, very full. Mr. Kane. Right, and that was it. So, there we go. Not very bright, are you? Now, this week's one, now I've listened to it, is rather tough, actually. It's very, very tough. Still, you've got to have a bit of competition in life, haven't you? So we've got to cop an earful of this. If you know who it is, you could win yourself a pound's worth of something down at Pizza Plus. The phone line is 643-5693, okay? Tell Penny what it's all about. 643-5693 if you know who is, well, more talking this.
Get up, let's go, y'all. The boogie is back again. For the boogie, there is no beginning. There is no end. Ha! Come on, come on. Feel a funk, y'all. Get up.
She might have got it from the yeah bit. If you did, bring it through, if you know who that is, the group, on 643-5693. Give me a clue, I'll tell you the title of the record show. That's called Spirit of the Boogie, if you know who it is.
Come on,
give it a ring. 643-5693.
Come on, come on. The spirit of the boogie. Let's ride. Come on, come on. Get up, you just feel the spirit of the boogie. Yeah. Just let it flow. Cause I'm in the boogie.
Well, you've had enough. If you've not got it now, you never will. Just about to tell you the name of the group there. What a fool. Right, keep them coming in. Spirit of the Boogie, 1975. Wasn't a hit. Could be anybody, couldn't it? You know it is. 643-5693 is the number to ring and tell Penny what it's all about. You could win yourself a quiz worth of hamburgers or a quiz worth of hamburger or whatever. Okay, I fancy a bit of humping. What about you? No, madam, that's the title of the record. I wasn't being rude, honestly. It's a Gab Band and humping. Woo!
I am so careful. It is
humping.
People at? Where they at? Say it loud.
You got me on
Humping day and night, baby. I'm sure the BBC are going to ban that. That's the Gap Band. Supposed to be in along the lines of, what's his name? Oops, upside your head, isn't it? Yeah. Well, Easter's coming up in a couple of weeks' time, I'm pleased to say. You get a 4 days off. Well, you might do. We'll be doing things here, because we're going to be on the air for quite a while over the Easter. And, well, apart from that, the week after that, we're going to be continuing what we started with our Kiddybus appeal. We're going to be sort of concentrating on that over the fortnight, actually. Because the following week, there's a Radio Jackie charity football match in aid of our Kiddybus appeal to take place on Sunday the 26th of April. It's an all-star side, and they're playing down in Sutton Football Club's grounds. Very nice of them to lend it to us. Also, during featured in the all-star side will be Dave Small. That's worth going to see, just to see two left feet in action. Mickey Most, Rob Davis of Darts, Mike Marino, the wrestler, Patrick Olive of Hot Chocolate, Bev Garden and Dave Robinson of Sheer Elegance, Ray Styles, Dave Mount and Roy Peters, all used to be or still are in the group Mud, Fluff and Dave Peters of The Fluff Show, whatever that is, and Peter Strouger and Danny Bamford of Bamford Enterprises, who are the agents for that lot. They'll be playing Candy Cars of Mission. We might have a few more people involved in our side as well, believe it or not. The match is going to be held at Sutton Football Club ground in Gander Green Lane in Mitcham. Admission is by programme only, which will cost about 75p. And you can send off a one today to us here at Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey. Okay, well, the programme should be ready back from the pillars either next week or the latest the week after. All for the Radio Jackie Kiddie Bus appeal to buy the kids of Queen Mary's their minibus. Okay, Radio Jackie, West Molesey in Surrey, made your checks payable to us. Actually, make your checks payable to the Kiddie Bus appeal, okay? 75p for one programme, and you can only, you get in with a programme to see all that lot trying to play football. Could be a laugh, couldn't it? Well, I think we've had enough calls for the competition now. I've got a few dedications in a moment. If you'd like one yourself, then ring it through. 01643 5693. And while you're doing it, it's Sugar Miner.
She does something to my chemistry. And when I'm close, I'm sure she raises my temperature by 3 degrees. Every day, in every wish she makes, my mother stirs. And I reciprocate, my life I dedicate to loving her. Oh, you know what you do when you're
what's the use in telling lies? Oh, we've got a good thing going, a real good thing going, yeah, that girl and me.
Been flicking through my television competition this week. It's going to be a tough one, I can tell you. I'm in a rotten mood today. Okay, a few dedications for that one. That was Sugar Mino, good thing going. As for Barbara Francis' mum, Rita, of Mission, belated Mum's Day wishes. Also, Robert Sherlock would like to say hello to his mum a bit late as well. Lots of people forgot, didn't they, last week? May Chapman of Croydon, lots of love from her daughter, Sandra. I want a Manhattan Transfer record. Perhaps I can sort one out before the end of the show. Also, for Jacqueline Martin, happy 14th birthday for the 29th of March. That's late and all. From her mum, dad and Joanne at Sutton. And also, last one in this little bit, from Mrs. Giles. Hope you're feeling better, with love from Richard. Okay, I've got the new single from Freeze coming up in a moment. It's called Flying High. Nothing to do with the Commodores one, but it's very nice. So stick around, you can have a blast of that in just a sec.
Hello, this is Richard Jackson, inviting you to discover the mornings between 10 and 12. We have your dedications, interviews, local information and good music. So join me, Richard Jackson, every Sunday between 10 and 12.
Radio Jackie.
And a bit of Freeze, Flying High. Get your pens and papers ready. Television competition's next, okay? For that bit, isn't it? That's Freeze, follow up to Sun Freeze, and it's called Flying High. Very nice too. And now it's time. Yes, it's the television competition. So we can have that Freeze thing going on in the background, can't we? you're thinking, James. Right, last week the competition was Robin's Nest, starring Richard O'Sullivan, and the first person who I'm going to get out of the hat now. I just dig. It's not. I keep telling you, it's not a hat. It's a box. Right, I got it. Let's see. Yes, there we go. Karen Brown of 12 Farmington Avenue, Sutton in Surrey. Congratulations. Karen got it right. Trouble is, you didn't tell me what your favourite singles were. Perhaps you'd like to write again and tell me. Might be an idea, might not. Okay. That's, congratulations to Karen anyway. It was Robin's Nest, Richard O'Sullivan. And the new competition coming up in just a sec. Stick around. Already now. I'll do another turntable here. I'll keep hinting, but nobody ever gets me one. Right, all you've got to do, if you're not familiar with the television competition, have a listen to the tune I'm about to play you, which is a theme to a well-known television series. Actually, this one's a bit tough, as I said before. But anyway, if you know it, you jot it down on a piece of whatever and send it off to me. Don't ring in, because it's not a ring-in one, all right? It's a write-in one. And you win your two favourite singles, whatever they are, if they're in the charts at the moment. We'll get them for you and send them off if you're the first correct answer on the hat. I'll give you the address in a moment. First of all, though, come here for this. This is a it's a sporting program, all right. I'll tell you no more than that because it is a bit hard, so I'll give you a clue. It's a sporting program, and it's not one of the weekend ones either. Yeah, there we go. If you know what that one is, then jot it down on a whatever and send it to me. Jimmy King, the television competition, Radio Jackie, West Mulsey in Surrey. Don't forget to quote your two favourite singles of the present moment, and we'll win those. You'll win those if you're first correct out of the hat. Tough on that, isn't it? Jimmy King, the television competition, Radio Jackie, West Mulsey in Surrey. I think I might have you there. Can you be
This is Jackie, broadcasting to London.
Every helpless sound is hunger and the strike to another child. Another child. But the stars do shine, and promising salvation is near this time. Near this time, can you feel it now? So brothers and sisters, shall we know how?
Now tell me, can you feel it?
That's the Jacksons, Can You Feel It? Dedication 01643-5693. If you'd like a Radio Jackie-style Deddy Poo, then 01643-5693 is the number. Have a chat to Penny. I think we've already done that. Our Leslie Holland, who wants belated Happy Mum's Day wishes to... No, she don't. She gets them from daughter Tina of Surbiton. Also from Mrs. Pat Dobbins of Wimbledon, from Jolie, and from Maureen and Dorothy Palmer, from Marion, Neil, Sarah, Barry and Louise, from Mrs. Chris Constable of Sutton, from her daughter Maria and her boyfriend Kevin, and last one of Mrs. Lubish, Mrs. Melvina McPherson, from her daughter Anne-Marie in Broccoli, South East London. What a nice letter, well, it's a card actually, from Alison, who lives at 9 Hayes, something or other, North Cheam. Oh, maybe Crescent, I think, yeah. North Cheam, sorry. Says, dear Jimmy, could you play Fantasy by Gerard Kenny for me on Sunday the 5th of April between 3 o'clock and 3:15 p.m. I'm a bit early, aren't I? Oh, well, you're probably listening, aren't you, Alison? Yes, of course you are. My name is Alison Whiting, and I would like this record, especially for my boyfriend Mark, who I love very much. I listen to your show every week, and I think it's great. I know, I think it's pretty good too. I hope you can do this. Thanks a lot, Alison. If you haven't got Fantasy, any slow love song will do. Tell you what, this is a love song, but it's a sad one. That do make you feel more sort of slushy, won't it? Yeah, sure. It's the new single from the Shy Lights, came out on Friday. Follow up to the one which wasn't hit last time, and this is called, well, I think you know what it's called, but it's been redone.
Same old bench to watch the children play. Tomorrow their new job, but for me it's just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh and play around, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I can't hide from my memory.
Have you seen my